I tell you, this month is getting away from us. We know that the seasons are changing right before our eyes, but we know that we serve a God who's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so we thank you for being a part of this inspirational moment. Many of you, as I came on, you are making your way, no doubt, and you're already up and about and getting ready for what yet lies ahead. And we praise God for your continued support of this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have two different mediums where we try to use to get more exposure, and our Facebook Live post is on even now, as well as our call-in number that many of you are on. But let me give you the playback number for those of you who want to hear this message by playback. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. There's a book that I've picked up this morning as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating over what I would share. It's a book that I've had for a while. It's by Chuck Swindoll. It's called Growing Strong in the Seasons of Life. Yeah, Growing Strong in the Seasons of Life. And really, it's a devotional book. It's a reflective book. It talks about the different seasons of life. He talks about winter as a season of reverence. He talks about spring as a season of renewal. He talks about summer, and there are different categories that he describes in different inspirational moments that he uses. He talks about summer as a season of rest, and then autumn or fall, he talks about it as a season of reflection. And so we are in a season of reflection, believe it or not. But this particular inspiration really caught my eye this morning as I was preparing to share with you. The title of this inspirational thought is called Consistency. Consistency. And the book that I'm sharing is The Seasons of Life by Charles Swindoll. He says, the questions are different, but each answer is the same. What will guard us against foolish extremes? What characterizes those who are habitually successful in sports or sales or some skill? What single quality in a business builds respect deeper than any other? What brings security in relationships? What makes you choose a particular brand name over all others? What's needed most by parents in the home? What draws you to the same restaurant time and time again? What will add more weight to your witness for the cause of Christ than anything else? And the answer, he says, to all of these questions is the same. Consistency, steadiness. You can count on it. It'll be there tomorrow, just like it was yesterday. It's free from silly moods, sudden changes, and fickle fades. Early in the morning, late at night, consistency stands firm. When pain or hardship bites, consistency doesn't bleed. When the majority is tired and irritable, consistency is stable and is resilient. Not insensitive nor boring, but reliable, faithful, not opposed to change or reason, but trustworthy, not stubborn, but solid. Yes, that's it, solid. It's the stuff that most mothers are made of, but it's the stuff that you can rely on, and it's the stuff that when mothers and they have little ones in the house, they get sick, you know that they're going to get up in the middle of the night. And missionaries who lose themselves in their labor, even though it yields limited fruit, they are still steadfast in their approach. Diligence is his brother. Dependability is his partner. Diligence is his parent. Discipline is his parents. Consistency, a living model of patience, determination, and strength. Regardless of shifty, ruthless times, the blast of ridicule and criticism may punch it in the face, but consistency stands and takes it silently as a bronze statue takes the tempest. One poet said it's a jewel. Another says it's an anchor of iron. It knows little of ups and downs, highs or lows, blue Mondays or holiday hangovers. It hates tardiness and absenteeism. It thrives on sacrifice and unselfishness. It's an obvious mark of maturity. We're talking about consistency. It's hanging on in there day in and day out, in spite of everything that could get you sidetracked. The biblical term consistency is a subtle thread woven into the fabric of the scripture's truth. Paul had it in mind when he told Timothy to be ready in season and out of season. He had it in mind when he exhorted the Galatians to not lose heart and not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. James had it in mind when he saw it as a stabilizing trait, which he called endurance. And he said, let endurance have its perfect results, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. We're reminded that Abraham was consistent when it came to believing God's promise to him, because he did not waver. Romans says it all best of all when Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so one of the most attractive and magnetic characteristics of the Christ is his consistency. When you need him, he's there. He's there even when you're in a lousy mood, even when you don't feel like he's there. Early in the morning, he's there. Late at night, he's there. Even when you get off the call on your office and you decided that you're just weary and you don't want to hear from anybody else. And here it is, you don't even have to set an appointment to get with him. You don't have to ask. He hasn't asked for you to call back when doing office hours. He's available. He's immutable. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so with him, there's no new year, no old year. He's the same regardless. So here it is. Consistency is something that we really need to hang our hat on, even as we're making our way into a new season and we're getting ready to close out one. We need to ask ourselves a couple of questions. What are we going to do differently now that God has afforded us an opportunity to get ready to enter into a new season? Here are a couple of things that we could possibly do as it relates to consistency. You can show up early at work every day this week. That would be a part of you developing consistency. You can be happy or positive every day. Have a positive attitude. Work at being consistent. And here's another that I think really would help us as we move forward. What's something you consistently do that irritates others? All of us know what that is in our own personal lives and our own personal behavior. And is it something you could change? How about working on that and changing it this week in order that you might start developing this habit of consistency in everything that you undertake to do or say? And just as the seasons are changing, so it is with us. God has afforded us an opportunity. Winter, spring, summer, fall, God is yet the same. He's immutable. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And his promises are sure, and his satisfaction is guaranteed. You can always count on God. He'll never let you go. He'll never let you off. And he loves you too much to leave you where you are. So I want to encourage you today to think about and pray about how you can really start changing some of the things that you have not been doing that will help you be more consistent in how it bring glory and honor to God. The scriptures are all in line with the fact that God wants us to be consistent in our dedication, in our motivation, in our determination, in our worship, and in our praise. He wants us to be consistent in our giving, in our loving, in our living, in how we treat people. And even though many times we fall short, God is there to give us what we need in order to be who he's called us to be. So pray about it, think about it, and ask God to help you in those areas where you lack consistency, that you might develop some consistent traits in that particular situation, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's on your job, whether it's in your own personal development or in your own spiritual development as you prepare. Because believe it or not, we'll be getting ready to close out this year real soon. But you want to finish strong. You want to finish well. You want to be who God has called you to be. And you want to win the day. You want to make sure that you've done everything that brings glory and honor to God. So that's our thought for today. That's our prayer. A little book called Seasons of Life by Charles Swindoll, entitled Seasons of Life. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we're extremely grateful for you including us in your plan for this day. We thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. We thank you for each person on the call. We thank you for those who will hear this message by playback, those who will hear it as a result of Facebook Live. We pray now, dear Lord, your choicest blessing to be upon us as we engage in this process of being consistent. Consistent in our living, consistent in our giving, consistent in our stewardship, consistent in our leadership, consistent in our discipleship, consistent in our outreach, and consistent in our love for you. Consistency in our love for you. So we love you today, we honor you, and we bless your name. Many are grieved today, many are struggling, God, and many are trying to make sense of how life is just giving them this whole different approach of what they had anticipated and expected. But we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will strengthen those that are weak and yet build them up where they're torn down. Let them feel your power and your presence even as they go through what looked like a difficult time. Because we know that this too shall pass. And so we give you praise. Help us to be consistent in everything that we do. Help us not to grow weary in well-doing. For we know that in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. So we love you today, we honor you, and we bless your name. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. All right, well, that's our thought for today. And look, we hope that you have a fantastic day as you prepare to make your way, even if you're already moving about. But don't forget now to keep your spiritual antennas up, because I believe God is going to use you to help be a blessing to somebody else. We're blessed to be a blessing, saved to do some saving, and we're loved by God to do some loving. All right, so until next time, you be blessed.